Glencore's technology, IsoSmelt, provides an innovative, high-intensity yet low-cost smelting process that is simple to operate and can be used for a range of applications, including copper and lead smelting and recycling. The key feature of the process is the IsoSmelt Lance. The Lance is constructed of two stainless steel concentric pipes for oxygen-enriched air and fuel. The lance enters through the top of the furnace and the tip is submerged in the molten slag bath. Oxygen-enriched air, ranging from 46 to 56%, and fuel are injected through the lance into the molten slag bath. Concentrate feed is added via a port in the furnace roof and falls into the turbulent bath. Bath turbulence ensures fast reaction. Oxygen-enriched air reacts with the sulfide minerals in the feed to produce a metal mat and slag. The vessel operates under a slightly negative draft to ensure capture of fugitive gases. Here is a typical simplified flow sheet for copper concentrates. The concentrate is transferred to the ISA vessel. Oxygen, blast air, and natural gas are introduced into the ISA smelt furnace. The mat and slag are then transferred to the electric furnace and then to Pierce-Smith converters for conversion to blister copper. The off-gas is used to make sulfuric acid. Let's now look at the use of oxygen in the IsoSmelt process. Low-pressure oxygen is used for concentrate smelting, vessel air gas, holding burner, and oxygen enrichment of post-combustion air. This air can be delivered in several ways, through the lance or feed port injection, or through 2 ears, in the lower section of the water-cooled hood suspended over the vessel. High-pressure oxygen is used for lancing open a tap hole and enriching the blast air injected through the 2 ears in the Pierce-Smith converters. Typically, the oxygen enrichment in these vessels will not exceed 26%.